Police in the Canadian city of Windsor begin clearing out demonstrators. The protesters have blocked the vital bridge crossing the border with the U.S. for days.
You're holding a gun for no reason.
Most are truck drivers who've led the protests against a government order requiring they be vaccinated against COVID-19 to cross over. Many drove off voluntarily. But others stayed on the street near the Ambassador Bridge, a small yet defiant crowd of people who say they will not give in.
End the mandates, end the passports, and let us live our lives. We're sick and tired of it.
About 25% of trade between the U.S. and Canada passes over the Ambassador Bridge. Auto manufacturers are especially reliant on the route and say they've been losing tens of millions of dollars during the protests. But many of those drivers transporting goods say they've had enough.
And on Friday I can work and on Monday I can't. It's ridiculous. I survived this long. I'm a big boy. I can look after myself. I don't need the government to tell me what kind of medicine I need to take.
The truckers' protest has resonated in other parts of Canada, leading to criticism of Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. In the capital, Ottawa, thousands of people gathered outside Parliament Hill on Saturday to protest against government mandates. And in Toronto, demonstrators marched on the streets, showing support for the so-called Freedom Convoy. That name has also been taken up in France, where protesters drove hundreds of vehicles into Paris in a similar rally against COVID restrictions. But these protests have angered others in Canada.
What does freedom mean? What freedom do they want? In January and February, all the provincial governments and the federal government started to say that they will unlock things, they will open up things. This was already in the works. What they've done is actually shut it down.
The protests are now impacting more than trade and have extended beyond COVID-19 into a call for an end to perceived restrictions on personal freedoms. Katia Lopez-Oloyan, Al Jazeera.